You're listening to a podcast from Newstalk ZB. Follow this and our wide range of podcasts now on iHeartRadio.
7:06, a very good morning to you on this very special day, and a very special welcome to the Prime Minister, Christopher Luxon. Morning to you.
Good morning, Robin.
Nice to have you along. Thank you for making the time. I really appreciate this. The Prime Minister dropped, as you did, a shocking cabinet reshuffle on us yesterday, stripping two ministers of their portfolios. Melissa Lees lost broadcasting and communications, which will be picked up by Paul Goldsmith, and Penny Simmons has been dropped as disability issues minister, which will now go to Louise Upston. Melissa Lee's been booted out of cabinet and Simon Watts is moving in instead. So, Prime Minister, why isn't Melissa Lee good enough for the job?
Well, listen, firstly, Roman, I just want to acknowledge that it is actually Anzac Day, and that's a fantastic day for New Zealanders, a sacred day for New Zealanders to commemorate and remember Kiwi servicemen and women that have fought for the ideals of our democracy and for freedom. And I just want to acknowledge that up front, because that's what the day is really about. What I just say on with respect to the reshuffle, as I've said before, the complexity in those two portfolios has increased quite dramatically over the last few months, and I wanted those handled by more senior cabinet ministers.
Okay, well, that's pretty succinct. But what does it mean for the cabinet paper that she's been working on?
Again, we won't be getting into that. Essentially, Paul Goldsmith will do a reset and think through what we can do to make sure that we support and create the conditions and the settings for media companies to innovate and adjust to what is a very difficult and changing media environment.
All right. So Penny Simmons as well, totally ineffective in her role, presumably. Why has she lost her role?
No, both these ministers are good, hard-working ministers. What I do is I look at the workloads, I look at the nature of the assignments that they have, and make sure that I've got the right people on the right assignment at the right time.
Yeah, fair enough too. And just on that point, you've got new ministers taking over. Will they be able to take over and run them smoothly? How long do you expect them to have that transition period for?
Well, again, Paul Goldsmith, he looks at one of his portfolios as art, culture and heritage, and obviously that has the New Zealand Film Commission and also New Zealand On Air. That is very strongly linked to the media portfolio. And as you will be aware, Disability Issues is a departmental agency of Ministry of Social Development, which Louise Upston is the minister for. So there's very good synergies with their respective portfolios. And in both cases, it makes sense given the other portfolios that I'm asking both Melissa and Penny to continue to deliver on.
Mm. Yeah, well, for many of us, I guess, in the broadcasting industry, Melissa Lee did seem pretty ineffective. So a good move there. You are out there for Anzac Day. I gather you're in Auckland. What's happened for you so far?
Well, this morning we've had the Auckland War Memorial Dawn Parade, which is something that I've been attending for many, many years with my son, and obviously this year as Prime Minister. And again, as I said, you know, it's a very sacred day for New Zealanders. It's a day where we are very grateful for New Zealand servicemen and women who have stood up and represented us and fought for us so that we have the country that we have today and the democracy and the freedom that we have today. And so it's a fantastic opportunity to go talk to some veterans. I just stepped away to do this call with you now. But obviously want to spend time with veterans. I'll go out to Botany. We will have another parade and obviously spend the afternoon with some of the veterans at the local pub.
Yeah, well said and well done. So just on that very point, do we have a responsibility to do more with veteran support?
Well, we are trying. I know the Veterans Minister, Chris Pink's doing an exceptionally good job in his first 147 days in government to make sure that we actually get the backlog that we've been handed around, particularly around medical claims for veterans. We want to be able to focus on those and get those resolved. They are more serious issues. And then obviously make sure we continue to support our veterans as well.
Yeah, here's hoping. We don't want those good people to be forgotten at any point. How concerned are you about that lost luggage affecting the Kiwi contingent's role at Gallipoli?
Well, I mean, it's incredibly frustrating and disappointing for our contingent that are there. I know all efforts are being made to try and secure the luggage, which was lost through, I think, Dubai Airport. They are doing their very best to make sure they can make a contribution to their services. And obviously, we have Foreign Minister Winston Peters at Gallipoli as well. So I'm sure there'll be a contribution from the New Zealand contingent. It may not be as fulsome as they had planned or wanted. But importantly, it's an important day and it's important that we're represented there.
Yeah, Prime Minister Christopher Luxon, thank you so much for making yourself available this morning. I hope you have a great day.
Thank you.
For more from Newstalk ZB, listen live, on air or online, and keep our shows with you wherever you go with our podcasts on iHeartRadio.